Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Telephone number to be on the show with me and ask your questions, give me a tip, complain about something. Whatever you'd like to chat about is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. VictorDogFood.com is the website, and it's a good one. Got a lot of great pictures of dogs and cats. Also, their Facebook page, which you can connect to by going to the website. A lot of good information there about these wonderful products. The line of products that they have are remarkable because there is no wheat, corn, soy, or gluten in any of the products. It's very, very unusual. This company's over in Mount Pleasant in East Texas, but they have the products available across the country, primarily in feed stores and farm stores. So if you've been having trouble finding the products, that's where to look first. First go to their website, and it gives you information on where the products are located. And some of the products are totally grain free, and I know a lot of you are into that. I am to a degree myself. We've been trying all of them though, and just been delighted with the response that we've gotten from our dogs and getting a lot of great reports in. So if you haven't tried it yet, Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, VictorDogFood.com. My tea, hibiscus, ginger, rose petals, and a little mint. A lot of the herbs are doing pretty well out in the garden right now. I planted some new lemon verbena. It's one of those plants that it's a perennial, but it's not very perennial in our area. It gets knocked out pretty much by the winter weather, and so you have to treat it like an annual. But it's a good one, really a nice lemon flavor. If you haven't grown that, you can grow it in pots or in beds, either one. So it makes a good ingredient for your herb teas. I did something wrong this morning. I was paying attention to something else, I think the dogs, and I let the water go all the way to hard boil. It's not a life and death kind of thing, but it's really best when you make your herb tea to pour the hot water over the herbs, whatever you're using, just before it starts to boil. When it starts to move around, you can tell it's just about ready to boil. That's the perfect temperature. Supposedly, once it starts boiling, there's some oxygen that goes out of the water, and the taste, it goes a little flat, supposedly. I can't tell that much difference, but that's what the experts tell you. That's the best thing to do. Whatever you do, use nice, clean, filtered water if you possibly can, and try to keep your water as much as possible. And I don't do this because it's tough to do it, but try to keep the water out of plastic as much as you possibly can. The pet of the week is a cutie. He's it's a female. It's a girl. Zoe, a 10-year-old female Chow Chow mix, weighing about 41 pounds. And she loves to run and play like a pup, it says. She's one-eyed. She's lost her right eye. But she's still really cute. She says she came to the SPCA because she wasn't getting along with the children in her home. And it says that she's going to be best for a family with no children under 10 years old. Kind of interesting. But it says she's really good. She has the softest black fur, black with red fur, cute floppy ears and gray on her muzzle. She loves activity. She is heartworm positive, but no worries because donations from, it says, many kind people have covered all the expenses on that. So check her out. Her picture's on our website. It's dirtdoctor.com. This is the SPCA in Dallas. Jan Reese Jones Animal Center in downtown Dallas, 2400 Lone Star Drive, and a lot of other great pups down there too. Adrian and Sparks, that we've talked about in the past, are still up for adoption, so check out their pictures on our website. Carlos from previous features was adopted, so check out Zoe and Adrian and Sparks on our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button. Those of you around the country, we appreciate you supporting your rescue organizations, whatever you have in your area as well. The big news last weekend, if you were listening, of course, was the snake feature that we had, the posting that we put on Facebook. And last Sunday, the total was 2,058,240 people had viewed the posting, and it continues to go up. It's 2,078,000. It's gone up another 20,000 since I last talked to you. It's the darndest thing I've ever seen. 20,000 would have been one of the largest viewed postings we've ever had, and it's gone up that much again this week. Why it just had that tremendous response, it seems to be the fact that there is powerful emotion about snakes. More than 50%, I think, of the comments on there were from people who said, I don't care whether it's a venomous snake or a non-venomous snake, a poisonous snake or a non-poisonous snake, I'm going to kill them all when I see them because I hate them. That seems to be a fairly common kind of thing. It was good to get the information out there from a lot of people talking about the benefits of snakes. So I think the overall impact of the posting has been pretty worthwhile. If you haven't seen it, just go to Facebook and scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the newsletter that we did about it, which will put you in contact with the original posting that we did. And the original posting is still on there, too, and that's the one with the enormous number of people reached. So check it out. There's other news that I will work in, but we've got people already holding, so I'm going to go to the phones, and then we'll talk about the fact that one that I'm very happy about and hope it leads to more. Scott's Bonus S has been zapped because it's killing people's yards. Of course, we've known about that for a long time. I'll tell you about it in a little bit. We had one of the spokesmen for Scott's Bonus S on the show a few years ago, and he had some really interesting comments that ties into this latest news. But we'll get to that in a little bit. 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. If you don't know it, we have a newsletter that's free. All you do is fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, or just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. It's weekly, comes to you by email, one subject at a time. The latest one was interesting. I'll cover that for you. It has to do with a new weed control program that one of our listeners sent us. Right now, we're going to go talk to Marilyn in Keene. First up, hi, Marilyn.
Hi there.
What can I do for you?
Well, I've had a support built for my wisteria, and I'm wondering if I can plant red honeysuckle or coral honeysuckle along with it, so I'll have color all summer.
Sure, you bet. I think I saw your email, and I dropped you a quick line saying I thought that was fine. One of the vines or the other might take over. You might not continue to have a 50-50 mix of the two, but I think it would be fine to have coral honeysuckle and wisteria together. They both require about the same kind of conditions, so I think they'd be fine.
Well, thank you so much. When I planted the wisteria, I didn't know that it took several years before they would bloom. I've never had a bloom yet.
Well, I guess maybe have some bad news for you on that, Marilyn. It may never bloom. One of the problems with wisteria is that a lot of the cuttings are taken from plants that are grown in the northeast or in cooler conditions than we have down here.
Uh-huh.
And so you've got genetics in the vine that sometimes actually prevent the thing from ever blooming. We sometimes hear from people who do the root pruning and they cut back on fertilizing, cut back on watering, and they don't over prune the plant. That's one of the problems with wisteria blooming. But on the other hand, we hear from people quite a bit that do all the things right and never get any blooms at all.
Well, I definitely want to put some honeysuckle in there then, so I'll get some
blooms. I think honeysuckle's great. Give it a shot and let me know how it works.
Okay,
and pass
I will.
It on.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
Appreciate the call. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number, and there is an open line if you want to jump on here at 866-444-3478. Mary's in Dallas. Hey, Mary.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good. My question is about a fig tree. I planted a fig tree a few years ago, and every winter it seems like it dies, even though I've tried to protect it. And then every spring it comes back from the ground. And so it seems like it's trying to come back in four or five places, but there's two main, like, trunks. And so I don't know if I should be breaking off all the other places where it tries to come back, or?
Well, let's try to figure out what's going on first. It shouldn't be dying all the way to the ground every year. Did you buy this from a nursery, or is it a hand-me-down plant from somebody else, or where'd you get it?
I bought it from a nursery.
Okay. The chances are pretty good, Mary, that something is really wrong, like it's planted way too deep in the ground, or you're fertilizing with, you know, some stuff that's really hurting it. What kind of fertilizer do you use on it?
I just use your, Garrett juice?
The Garrett juice mixture? Okay.
I put a little, you know, the certain amount in a gallon, and I'll just pour a gallon in it, like, every week.
Okay, that's pretty often. You might want to cut back on that a little bit. I'm suspicious that if it's dying all the way to the ground, whether it's a variety that's really adapted here, do you remember what it was labeled as?
Yeah, it said brown turkey, and maybe I'm saying the wrong thing. I mean, it just, like, all the leaves fall off, and all that's left is a stalk.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I should have asked. That's what it's supposed to do.
Well, then the next spring, new things come, like new stalks come out of the ground, and the one from the previous winter is just dead forever.
Okay.
It just stays there.
Well, oh, really? It doesn't leaf back out at all. Okay, that's not good. It sounds to me like it's too deep in the ground. If that's the case, is there any possibility when you planted it was already too deep in the container, and then you set it a little bit too deep also?
Well, I suppose it could have been too deep in the container, but when I planted it, I made sure I did what your website said.
Okay.
But it's been a few years, so I don't remember.
Well, that's a variety that should do well here, so there's something wrong, because it should not be dying back all the way to the ground in the winter. We haven't had winters that tough, and you know, there's a lot of people with figs out there, and the top's living. Now, you'll sometimes have a branch here or there that'll die back to the ground, but the whole plant shouldn't be doing that. take a stiff brush. It's probably still a pretty small plant. Take a stiff brush and just brush away the soil from the base and see if you can't discover that maybe it was way too deep in the container, and that's part of the problem. And if that is the case, you can reset it a little bit higher, or you can leave the depression there. As far as the new stalks that are coming up from the ground, you can let them all grow. It's fine to have a bushy fig. That's a characteristic that a lot of them have. Or you can trim them all away except the strongest one and have a single stem fig tree, which is what I do. My two fig trees are probably, well, one of them is about 6-inch caliper or more, and the other is about 4-inch, and it's a single stem tree. I had a little bit of tip dieback this past winter up in the top of the tree, and it's 15 feet tall or something. But you shouldn't be having the main stems die all the way to the ground. Something's wrong. And the only thing I can think of, especially if you're using organic fertilizer, is that it got set too deeply in the beginning. Probably wasn't your fault. Doesn't sound like it was. Probably was too deep in the container.
Okay. So I'll go to your website and see about how the roots should show and all that and dig it back.
Yeah, you don't even need to do that. Just brush. Take a stiff brush. I use a horse brush that I got from a hardware store for small exposing smaller plants. And just if the soil has any moisture in it at all, you just brush the soil away and get down to the flare. The flare is where the trunk starts flaring out into the roots. It's pretty obvious where it is. There may be some adventitious roots, which are false roots, coming out of the stem, especially if it's too deep in the ground. But you'll be able to tell that it's just coming out straight sideways out of the trunk rather than flaring out in a natural pattern. So check all that out. Maybe cut back on how often you fertilize, and I think you'll be able to turn it around.
Okay, so fertilize twice a month or once a month?
Yeah, I think so. Every 2 weeks ought to be plenty. In fact, in most cases, we tell folks in general to put out a dry fertilizer once a year, once they have gone through the initial year of getting started with the basic organic program, once a year on a dry product, and then monthly on the Garrett juice mixture. So you're really doing it a lot. Shouldn't hurt anything, but you just really don't need to do that. Often.
Okay, and what dry fertilizer would you recommend?
Oh, any of the organic dry fertilizers, the Maestro Grow Texas Tea, the Green Sense product is good. Medina has a wonderful product. If you look at our website, we've kind of cover all those pretty well. Look in the TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, and you can see the fertilizers and pest control products that we recommend. We talk about them more in generically than anything, but some of the brand names are right there on the website for you.
Thank you.
Okay, appreciate your call very much. Good luck with your fig. And, well, we need to do a little break, and I want to talk about a couple of news items when we come back. But jump on here, and we'll get to you right away. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, and you're source for information if I'm not around is that website, dirtdoctor.com. See you in a minute.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478, or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We're going to get right back to the phones, but I want to start working in some of these news items because they're a big deal. There's a new Harvard study out that proves that fact that we've all been talking about and known about for we've known about for a long time, and that is that the neonicotinoids are killing the bees, the honeybees. A new study out of Harvard University published in the June edition of the Bulletin of Insectology puts the nail in the coffin. Neonicotinoids are killing bees at an exponential rate. They are the direct cause of the phenomenon labeled as colony collapse disorder, CCD. Neonicotinoids are the world's most widely used insecticides. They come from, you know, the big companies, Bayer, Monsanto, et cetera, or similar kind of products do. It says the results from this study not only replicate findings from the previous study, but also reinforce the conclusion that the sublethal exposure to neonicotinoids is likely the main culprit for the occurrence of CCD. And it goes on to talk about in detail what the study did. You can find this on our website on dirtdoctor.com in the TARC, the research area of our website, or you can just do a web search and pull it up, too. It's available out there. It says in the United States alone, the honeybee population declined by approximately 30%, with some beekeepers reporting losses up to 90 and 100%. More than 100 U.S. crops rely on honeybees to pollinate them. I think that's an understatement. I think all plants are affected. It also says Europe also recently recorded the largest bee loss in their history. Not only have these pesticides been linked to various health ailments, they're killing bees all over the world. And it's not just bees. The disappearance of the monarch butterflies has been linked to Monsanto's Roundup herbicide. And if you haven't heard me talk about it before, we've got all of the research and data and evidence on our websites on dirtdoctor.com and in the Torque portion of the website about the dangers of Roundup. It's the one that bothers me the most, I think, because that is a pesticide, a toxic pesticide that has been marketed so brilliantly that a lot of people that push it and sell it and a lot of people that use it think that it is totally harmless and that it goes away when it hits the soil. You've all heard it mentioned that way. It not only doesn't, it's showing up in water and in ice and in soil all over the world, but it is far, far more toxic than a lot of other pesticides. It's been marketed as this really non-lethal, non-toxic kind of thing, and it's just the opposite. And it has now been linked not only to killing monarch butterflies, like I just read, but also to diseases in humans that include Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism in children, and all kinds of other things. So if that's all a surprise to you, you can look at the data that we've got on our website about it and become more aware of how bad Roundup, the glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup is. But it's not just the glyphosate that's the problem. There is also a surfactant in there that's a problem. And there's also a problem related to Roundup combining with other chemicals that are used, in gardening and horticulture and agriculture. And what happens when those things combine, the new chemical that's formed. There's no research by any of the people that are trying to continue to argue that that stuff is not a problem. There's no research on that portion of it at all. And the research that's on just the glyphosate is, of course, from the company itself that sells the product. So you can understand why they continue to say what they do. I got some more news for you, but let's get caught up again here. David in California next up. Hi, David.
Hey, howdy, Howard. I wanted to ask you about flammability of lawn products, but it's funny. I came from Colorado. I managed an orchard out there, and I'm glad you were talking about Roundup, because when I was out there in the 80s, the average person was not able to get Roundup. You had to be specially trained. You had to have a certification from your local extension agent for hazmat training and all this. And then all of a sudden, within a couple or few years, it was being sold in every hardware store.
Sure. Yeah.
And if I remember right, wasn't that related to the Agent Orange, the 2,4?
Well, 2,4-D and 2,4-5-T were. I don't think that glyphosate was in the original mixture, but there were probably some similar kinds of things. One really scary thing that's going on right now is that there's a new product on the market that has a combination of Roundup and 2,4-D in the product, and they did that because Roundup was becoming ineffective on some weeds, the genetic modification that's been done so that Roundup can be sprayed across the field and only kill the weeds and not the crop. Well, that backfired on them in a lot of ways, and one of them was that it created super weeds that the Roundup wouldn't kill. So now they're having to go back and add other herbicides to it to try to kill these super weeds, and 2,4-D is one of them that they're adding, and it's a broadleaf herbicide, as it sounds like you already know.
Sure. Hey, well, what I wanted to ask you about, out here in California, they've been running the PSAs on the radio shows about watching out for fires due to our drought. Mm-hmm. And one of them had a very long list of things, the no-nos, and one of them was to be cautious about having any fires in your yard if you've used any of these various kinds of lawn products, whether
right.
it's herbicides, pesticides.
Sure. You know why, don't you?
Well, so if you could expound on that, that sounds like be right up your alley.
Well, what happens is when it burns, those chemicals are in the air, and you're breathing them even more than, you know, when you first put them out. So that's what they're warning you against. And plus, when it burns, it probably changes the chemicals and makes new combinations of chemicals and things that, you know, we don't know anything about at all. So,
well, sure, but much less if, you know, out here in California, we've got some expensive real estate, and probably the wealthier houses are the ones that are painting their lawns or spending more money on their lawns, and in the middle of a drought, if they catch fire and not only gas the firemen, like you're saying, poison the firemen, but also putting at risk a lot of the real estate, how many people knew that their lawns were flammable when they were applying these things?
Well, it's I don't know if it makes the lawns more flammable. It might, but the big problem is the volatilization of these chemicals. One of the arguments has always been that once the chemical has dried on the plants, it's no longer dangerous. Well, that's the biggest lie in the world. It's still there, very much so. And then when it burns, it, like I said, it can become probably a bigger problem than it was in the first place. I think one of the biggest issues, and you kind of touched on it there a little bit, I run into it all the time here. My own friends, some of the people in my own family don't know what their landscape people are putting out. They just leave it up to them. And I guarantee you, if you leave it up to them and don't have any conversation about it, they're going to be using what you know, their peers and everybody else is using, which means the toxic chemicals. So even the people that don't do the work themselves, that hire it done, need to be vigilant and talk to the people that are doing the maintenance of their properties and find out what they're using and then demand that they use organic techniques. And it's not a second-class way to go. The most beautiful gardens out there and the most successful food crops out there from a quality standpoint are being done with organic programs. It's not a second-rate way to go.
You know, it's interesting you raise that. I remember when I was a kid, we went to our 4th of July, you know, evening fireworks thing up at one of the big parks, and, man, that place smelled so bad of, you know, they must have just sprayed the DDT all over to kill
right.
the whatever. But the whole idea of poisoning the whole park just before everybody shows up at the 4th of July, since we got the 4th of July coming up in a couple of weeks, might be a good time to start a campaign. If your local city is preparing a park, make sure it's a little cleaner than a, you know, hazardous waste dump.
Sure. And the mosquito control, it doesn't matter whether you're doing chemicals or an organic program. It's not 100% effective anyway. The organic sprays, the organic on-skin products like the Mosquito Steve product work as well or better than DEET and all the dangerous things and all the toxic sprays. So good point. It'd be a good time to put the word out. It frustrates me because what I see when I'm around people that are having these issues, you know, it's the DEET, it's the off, it's the toxic stuff. 99% of the time, the organic controls that work just as well, you know, you just don't see that much. So we have to keep talking about it.
Sure. You know, it's funny, we used to live next door to the Adams family, and we never really had that many mosquitoes because they had so many bats in their house.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Bats are very effective, by the way. It's not just a joke. Graylin in Chicago next up. Hi, Graylin.
Hi. How you doing? I have, a dwarf spruce. Looks like an evergreen plant.
Okay.
And it grows about 4 feet. It looks like an evergreen tree. Right now it's about 12 inches. I just planted it about 3 weeks ago. It's 12 or 15 inches now, but it's browning. One of them is browning. The limbs are browning. I'm trying to see What's the problem with that? What could be wrong?
Well, I'm not sure what you have. It sounds like it might be a Norfolk Island pine, but whatever it is, interior plants generally, Grayland, have two problems. And let's see if either one of these might be the case. Most people have trouble with interior plants because they water too much or they fertilize too much, especially with the blue-green synthetic fertilizers and things. So if you're watering more than once every 2 weeks, you need to really step back and think about that and cut your watering back. And if you're fertilizing with the synthetics and blue-green type fertilizers, cut that out completely. Start using gentle organic fertilizers, and you can probably get your plants back under control, your interior plants. Now, one of the things that I recommend is a probe. Probe the soil for moisture, and I'll tell you how to do that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away. Be back right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number here, and there is an open line at 866-444-3478. Need to work in one more news item, and then we'll get to the phones. Scott's Bonus S found to be killing grass and is characterized as a hiccup by CFO Randy Coleman of the Scott's Miracle Grow Company. It says that following grass killing complaints, the company is removing Bonus S from its shelves. Scott's Miracle Grow is taking a multi-million dollar hit after the company took one of its most popular products off the shelves in some states. It took action after numerous customer complaints that the weed and feed product wasn't feeding lawns, rather it was killing them. CFO Randy Coleman called the voluntary move a hiccup, but will cost an estimated $5 to $7 million. And it talks about what it's going to do to their stock and their shares and all that kind of thing. Says Scott's voluntarily took its newly formulated Bonus S weed and feed off the shelves and replaced it with the old formula, Coleman told analysts at a New York City conference. Coleman said that there was a spike in consumer complaints in South Carolina, Louisiana, Texas, and Florida. Weird. It's not to be an issue once we get it behind us, he says. While most of the complaints were in two states, Scott says that replaced each and every package of these new formulated products currently for sale in Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and parts of Florida. The two impacted products are Scott's Turf Builder Bonus S, Southern Weed and Feed, and Scott's Snap Southern Weed and Feed. So, in other words, they're not taking the basic original product off, just some new formulation. But the story I wanted to tell you was about, I don't know, it was 8 years ago, probably at least, I got a call from an agent that was helping promote a new book. And the book was written by Scott, and the guy that does the or used to do, I'm not sure he even does anymore, the ads on radio and television. I can't remember his name now. It's not that I won't tell you as soon as I think about it. I just can't remember it right now. But anyway, they wanted to have him on my show, and they didn't know who I was. They were just calling radio people. And I said, I'd be delighted to have him on the show. So that weekend, he comes on the show, and we start talking about it, and I finally told him that I was an organic guy and what the input did they have about organics in the book. And he basically said, you know, not really very much. It's pretty much Scott's products that they talk about and recommend. I said, now, I know, and the other co-author was the guy from Iowa State who actually came up with the corn gluten meal idea. He and his research staff did. And I said, you know, this fella is your co-author, and I've gone through the book thoroughly, and I can't find anything about corn gluten meal in the book. And he kind of hem and hawed and stammered around and said that it was the other guy's responsibility, and he must have just forgot to do it. Well, I had a conversation with him also, and he stuttered and stammered around and said that it was the other guy's fault, and he must have forgot to put it in. About the only thing he ever said was that corn gluten meal as a weed and feed fertilizer doesn't work quite as effectively as the Scott's Bonus S product, so they really wanted to concentrate on the Scott's Bonus S in the book. But anyway, we caught them. Nothing came out of it, but it was kind of an interesting conversation, and it was, we had him on the air for about 30 minutes, and I finally got him to agree to come back sometime and talk more about it after he looked into why corn gluten meal wasn't covered in the book. And what it was, one point I was going to bring up to you is that while we were having the interview, he brought up, he volunteered that he get that the company, Scott's company, gets millions of calls a year about problems that come from the Scott's weed and feed fertilizer. I mean, he actually brought it up and admitted it to me, and that was 8 or 10 years ago that they were having issues of it killing grass, killing shrubs and trees. And as I talk about in all my lectures that I give, I usually have a picture of Scott's Bonus S and talk about the fact that it's the worst fertilizer you can possibly use, and it will kill your shrubs and trees. And, oh, by the way, it says so right on the package. Says not to use around shrubs and trees. But, of course, nobody reads the label. And a lot of people apparently haven't figured out yet that if you have shrubs and trees on your property, the roots of those plants will be all over the yard. So there's no way to use the product without putting it on the root system of your shrubs and trees. So anyway, we've a little bit of a positive thing there about Scott's new products, anyway, being pulled off the market. Hopefully it can go to the next step to get them all off the market and for people to stop using chemical weed and feed fertilizers, especially the Scott's Bonus S products, and start using organic products instead. Those of you who are holding, we'll get to you right away at the beginning of the next hour. Don't go away. I'll try to talk to some of you off the air as well. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is free. Just fill out the form that's on the website homepage, or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll be glad to send it to you on a weekly basis. The one that's coming out right now is about smart pots and a real keen way of weeding. I didn't tell you about it, but I will when I come back.